Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building the top loop for a rewind-worthy drop in Ableton Live 12, with that old-school jungle and classic DNB energy. And if you're brand new to this, don't worry, we're keeping it simple, but the result can still hit hard. First, let's be clear on what a top loop actually is. This is the high-frequency drum layer in your drop. So think breaks, hats, shuffles, little ghost hits, rides, tiny percussion details, all the stuff that lives above the kick and sub. In jungle and old-school DNB, this layer is a huge part of the identity. It's what makes the drop feel alive before the bass fully lands. And that's the goal here. We want a loop that creates excitement, adds movement, and makes people feel like, yeah, that's about to go off. If the low end is the weight, the top loop is the motion. So let's get into it. Start by setting your tempo to around 170 to 174 BPM. A really solid starting point is 172 BPM, which sits right in that classic jungle pocket. Then switch to arrangement view and loop a 4-bar section. That's important, because DNB is phrase-driven. Thinking in 4-bar and 8-bar chunks helps the groove feel musical instead of just random. If you want, put markers at the start of the drop and at bar 5. That gives you a clean structure. Bars 1 to 4 for the main loop, and bars 5 to 8 for variation or a switch up later. Now load in a classic breakbeat. You can use an amen-style break, funky drummer style, or any crunchy loop with good transient detail. If it's already audio, make sure warp is on and the start point is lined up properly. For beginner-friendly chopping, right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transient, and let Ableton put the hits into a drum rack. This is a great way to get control without having to manually edit everything by hand. Now don't try to use every slice. That's a common beginner trap. Instead, build a simple rhythm using the strongest hits first. Focus on the main snare, a kick or two, and a couple of supporting ghost hits. A clean groove is almost always better than an overcrowded one. A good starting point is to keep the main snare strong and clear, then add a ghost snare that sits much lower in volume, maybe 12 to 18 dB quieter. Keep any hat slices short and tight. For jungle top loops, you want rhythm and punch, not long messy tails. Open the slices in simpler if you need more control. One-shot mode is great for punchy hits, while classic can give you a bit more texture if needed. Keep the attack fast, usually 0 to 2 milliseconds, and keep the release short, especially on hats and ghost notes. If a slice is ringing too long, trim it. That's a really important beginner habit. A top loop should feel crisp, because in DNB the energy comes from the rhythm itself. Now let's add a second layer. This is where the loop starts feeling more like a proper drop. Bring in clean closed hats, a small shaker pattern, maybe a light ride or a metallic hit every couple of bars. You can also add a rim shot or click if the groove needs a little extra bounce. A really simple hat pattern can do a lot. Try placing closed hats on the offbeats, then sprinkle in a few 16th note doubles before the snare. Keep these quieter than the break. Their job is to support the groove, not compete with it. If the loop feels too straight, use Ableton's groove pool. A light swing can make a huge difference. Try something around 54 to 58% swing, with only a moderate timing amount. You want movement, not sloppiness. This is one of those places where less is more. Even a tiny bit of swing can make the whole loop feel more human and more alive. Now add ghost notes and little micro edits. This is where the old school jungle character really starts to show up. Ghost snares, small tom taps, tiny hat stutters, even little fragments of the break moved slightly early or late can give the loop that broken, handmade feel. A good rule here is to keep ghost hits subtle. Low velocity, short duration, and not too many at once. You want the listener to feel them more than consciously notice them. Think of them as pressure, not decoration. Another classic trick is to leave a small gap on purpose. A tiny silence before a snare or hat burst can make the next hit feel way harder. That space is powerful. In drum and bass, space is part of the groove. Once the pattern feels good, route the drums into a group or drum bus. This helps the whole top loop feel like one instrument instead of separate pieces. On that group, start with EQ8 and cut out the low end below about 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps the top loop from stepping on the kick and sub. Then add drum bus, but keep it subtle. Just a little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%, can add grime and energy. You can also use saturator with soft clip mode for a bit of extra presence. And if you want a bit of glue, put a glue compressor on the group with a gentle setting, just enough for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The key here is not to crush it. If the drum bus starts pumping or losing punch, back off. In DNB, clarity matters. You want it loud enough to feel strong, but clean enough to leave room for the bass. Now think about how this loop works with the drop underneath it. The top loop should support the bass, not fight it. If the bass line is busy, keep the drums a bit simpler. If the bass is more minimal, the break can do more of the talking. A good arrangement idea is this. Bars 1 to 4, use the main top loop. Bars 5 to 8, add a little variation, like an extra hat, a reverse crash, or a small fill. Then later, strip one layer away for a bar so the energy breathes, and bring it back full again. That contrast is what makes the drop feel exciting, and honestly, rewind worthy. Now let's talk about automation, because small changes make a big difference. You can automate filter cutoff on hats, raise a percussion layer by a decibel or two in the last bar of a phrase, add a bit of reverb on one hit, or create a tiny gap right before the drop hits again. That last beat before the drop re-hits is huge. If you make that moment intentional, the return feels stronger. A small fill, a snare pickup, or even just a brief cut in the drums can create that wait for it feeling. When you're happy with the groove, compare it to a reference track you like. Listen for a few things. Does the top loop drive the rhythm? Does the snare stay clear? Is the high end bright without beating harsh? And does the whole thing leave space for the bass? If the hats are too sharp, lower their volume first before reaching for heavy EQ. And if the loop feels messy, simplify it. A lot of the time, the fix is to remove one thing, not add another. Here are a few quick things to watch out for. Don't use too much break at once. Don't let the top loop eat the low end. Don't overdo the swing. Don't make the hats louder than the break. And don't forget that the snare is your anchor. Keep checking whether the snare still feels like home base. A few pro-style moves can push it further. A touch of distortion can add grit, but use it like seasoning. You can also resample your top loop once it feels good, then chop it again for a more broken, underground feel. A bit of filtered noise or vinyl texture can add air, and if one bar feels fuller while the next is a little more open, that call and response movement can really make the groove breathe. Here is a quick practice challenge if you want to lock this in. Set your project to 172 BPM. Slice one break to a drum rack. Build a simple one-bar groove using only the strongest hits. Add one ghost snare and one hat layer. Duplicate it to four bars. Then on bar four, remove one hit and add a tiny fill. Put EQ8 on the group and cut below 150 Hz. Add a little drum bus. Then compare it to a reference and mute and unmute layers until it feels tight and energetic. The big takeaway is this. A rewind-worthy DNB top loop is all about rhythm, space, and variation. Start with a strong chopped break, layer in hats and percussion for motion, and ghost notes for character, keep the low end clean, and use small changes across four-bar phrases to keep the energy moving. If the top loop feels alive, the drop feels alive. That's the whole game. If you want, I can also make a follow-up narration script for a beginner MIDI pattern demo with exact note placement ideas for a classic 172 BPM jungle groove.